It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Steve.
And I mean, if you're taking the train to work, you're generally an irresponsible person. Because, I mean, just buy a car, right?
I mean,
you can't even afford a car at the worst car dealership, buy here, pay here place.
Did you?
You're just garbage.
Kyle.
What if I happen to shave today and die tomorrow? I doubt that she'd have them glue a beard onto my face.
Well, you don't know that. There's, what are the Merkins, or is that just for downstairs?
Yes.
Could a Merkin be fashioned for your face?
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Oh, thank you, Melissa.
Our new friend.
From across the pond.
Sorry, Steve, I should clarify. Our new co-worker.
That's right. Our new employee.
Our new employee, yeah. She doesn't work with us, she works for us.
There's some other clips that she recorded. I love how she says Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's almost, instead of like T-U, it's C-H-U, Tuesday.
Yeah, we have some stuff that'll be making appearances as the segments kind of come along here on the podcast.
Yeah, actually, if you look at the clip, the teaser clip that I posted earlier in the week, I think that one said, she says Tuesday in it.
Tuesday.
Because it's like, new episodes, Tuesdays.
She was very cheeky in her communication.
Oh, was she a cheeky,
called us
a cheeky
couple,
bloke?
Called us a couple funny guys. And said, good luck on your hilarious podcast.
Oh, boy.
So, I think Melissa, she's being a good employee. That's what
If
exactly. I were a boss, that's what I would want
yeah,
to
Yeah, I mean, just undying, allegiance to the throne, which
Jesus.
Is us. What do you got? Oh, you got a peanut chew?
So, we have candy.
Of course we do.
We're trying to, I try to sneak it in because it's sitting there.
I know. It's right here. We just had piles of it since...
And this one...
This was all, solstice gifts, right?
Yeah, and this one's open. And so it's sitting here staring me in the face. So I'm like, well, Steve's going to talk for a minute. We got the intro. I'll take a bite.
Let me take a bite of peanut chew.
Little did I know, this piece of garbage...
has peanuts in it.
Has peanuts in it.
I mean, who would have thought?
I didn't look at the label, I guess. I'm just assuming whoever is sending us candy wouldn't send me hate mail.
So
in the term of... But as you know.
So you don't like it.
The biggest no-no that can happen with candy is by wedging your legumes in there. Okay? Keep your peanuts.
A legume. That's a nut?
That's a nut.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep your peanuts out of my candy because.
Finish it off. I mean, you have to finish it off. You don't want to waste it. Starving kids around the world.
Sure. You know, I wouldn't want that lecture from my mother in my 30s. As we know, just a hint. Just a touch.
Just a touch of pretzel.
A pretzel would have made this candy.
Yeah. That's
go so much further.
As I reach up and grab one of our
friends, Lucky Billy.
The Lucky Billy bar.
Which
chocolate
is nothing...
based candy bar with just a touch of pretzel.
Nothing related to the Snickers bar at all. No, not the font.
That guy.
We need to buy that footage.
the stock image of Billy doing the, palms to the sky look.
So, yeah, that's a peanut chew that would have been remarkably a remarkably better tasting candy if it was pretzel. So these chewy chocolatey bites loaded with crunchy peanuts. Well, that's your first mistake. Originally served as a World War One ration bar. Well,
really?
Maybe these should have died in the trenches with, hundreds of thousands of people.
Oh, boy. So you being a big fan of pretzel, you no doubt love the pretzel bun, right?
Well, listen, Steve, here would be my argument.
Mm.
There's no peanut bun.
Look, hold on.
The pretzel bun is a...
Bold statement alert coming.
Oh, boy.
So,
Do we need
do
you know
we
what?
Need it?
I don't know if do we want to use the sound. No sounder.
No sounder. Here's my stance on the whole pretzel bun thing.
This could be a make or breaker right here.
Pretzel bun should be the default bun, and sesame seed bun should be the one that you request if, for whatever reason, you want a far less superior bun experience.
Yeah. Listen, if you like inferiority hugging your meat, go for the sesame seed bun.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, you know what I want? All these stupid seeds flaking off onto my plate or my basket, whatever it is. Oh, hey, these are a mess. I'm sure somewhere there's like a, if a dog eats one of those sesame seeds, they automatically die as well because there's nothing good about that.
I think you need to update the polls right now.
Should the pretzel bun be the default,
be the default
over
the sesame seed bun?
Yeah, it's...
I'll fight anyone. Like, you know that meme of the guy sitting at the card table with a sign on the front, and it's a, and then people just put in whatever they want and then say, you know, fight me or prove me wrong.
Yeah.
So pretzel bun should be the default bun. Prove me wrong.
Yeah. And I, listen, the term seed being on my bun inherently means it's growing something. So I have a couple of questions. If I were to leave that bun out, maybe give it sunlight and a little bit of water, what would grow on top of my bun?
Buns.
So more buns. It would be a bun bun.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'd be down one sesame seed, but I would gain a bun.
Right. It's a...
A top or a bottom or both.
It's a self-sustaining ecosystem.
So that's where they're all coming from. Because if you ask me, 2021, the fact that McDonald's, and I don't know if they're still doing advertisements for it, but wasn't that part of the big jingle for the Big Mac?
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
Sesame seed bun.
On a pretzel bun.
Like, if it were sitting there with this, and you're like, yeah, okay, pickles, lettuce, special sauce, yeah, I'm in. And then you were to say, on a sesame seed bun, that would be the part where I go, well, maybe I'll get something else. But the pretzel bun is an absolute delight.
It is. It's fantastic. Wendy's always has it. Wendy's has it. Like, see, the other restaurants, they're still fighting
to catch
up.
Yeah.
Because they'll do specials every now and then. Oh, get this on a pretzel bun. Wendy's, on the other hand, always has the pretzel bun in stock.
Yeah, because they should. Because
they don't want to let the secret out. But look, I'm here to yell it to the rooftops.
Yeah.
Pretzel bun far superior. Like, I love a Big Mac, but a Big Mac on a pretzel bun?
No doubt.
Oh,
no
kidding?
Doubt. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't understand. Yeah, we're past the sesame seed as a nation, as a world.
Yeah.
As a species.
Yeah.
Let's retire the sesame seed bun.
Yeah, like nobody drinks Ovaltine anymore.
No. Let's throw it next to the poppy seed, like muffins or whatever. Yeah. Get rid of, what are those good for?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Absolutely not.
Hmm.
Pretzel bun. You're absolutely onto it, though, Steve. The pretzel bun is the surefire. That's the go-to. And if I'm at a restaurant where, you know, they have the list of options and there's no real upcharge, you can choose, hey, you can choose this. You can
even
choose
if there
this.
Is an upcharge. Pay the 30 cents, you cheap bastard.
If it's 50 cents, I'm dumping on a pretzel bun.
So if it's 50 cents...
Yeah.
50 cents is enough for you to say, nope, I'd rather have less superior eating experience.
No, 50 if I'm out for a special occasion. So if I'm out for...
Oh, so if you're out at a fancy cheeseburger restaurant.
For an anniversary or something, as
right,
you know.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, you know, I'll think about splurging for the pretzel bun. You know, I don't want to step out of bounds.
Right, exactly. So you and Katie, your anniversary coming up in May.
Yeah.
So when you're going to Wendy's for your big anniversary dinner.
Yeah. I'm going to tell her in advance. Hey, I don't want you to have sticker shock, hon.
Hey, try to keep it under $4.99 over there.
Because when we're on our way home from the drive-thru, because we're not eating in.
No.
When we're on our way home from the drive-thru and you take a look at that receipt, there might be an upcharge for that pretzel bun I'm going to eat. You know what? We'll see how I feel when I get there.
Mm-hmm.
I might ask them to throw cheese on my fries.
Whoa. They do that there?
If it's a reasonable cost.
They don't do that there, do they?
No, I think they can. I think they do.
Like just a slice of cheese?
Well, I hope it's not a slice of American getting slapped on top of my box of fries.
Do they really have cheese fries?
I'm pretty sure they have cheese fries.
No, they don't. They do not. Put it on the poll.
Instead
does
of
Wendy's
just...
have cheese fries?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll Google it, but I don't. Yeah. With is chili like... cheese fries.
What?
You know,
in all markets?
Maybe I'll update the poll. Should everyone have cheese fries?
Oh, boy. Chili cheese fries. That sounds nice. I'm passing by a Wendy's later today to go pick up our grocery order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now we're sitting here. I just had to choke down a peanut chew, and we're talking about pretzel buns and chili cheese fries.
I think I'm going to get a pretzel bun burger with an order of chili cheese fries.
Yeah. Now, that is that something, Steve? Because, listen.
I bet it's a regional thing.
But we're in our 30s. You know, you're in your mid to late 30s, depending on who you ask.
I am staring down the barrel. I am 2.5 months away from my early 40s.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So you don't think 40 you can get away with late 30s anymore?
Nope. No. It says right there in the number that I probably can't.
We'll put it on the poll. At age 40, can you get away with saying you're in your late 30s?
I mean, technically, I'm just in my really, like, technically, I'm in my late teens.
No, that another valid argument that maybe you should start telling people at the movie theater where, like, if you want a discounted ticket. No, here's my...
I'm 40 teen.
Here's my college ID. Sir,
I still have it, too.
Sir, your picture's rubbed off.
I still have it. Have you seen my college ID with Surfer Steve?
I don't think I have.
Oh, I got to show you that.
Because I kept mine.
I kind of want to go upstairs and get it right now.
I finally got rid of mine because
I would
only use it at the movie theater. And I used it.
Talk amongst yourself for a minute.
Finally. I would only use this ID.
Talk louder, though, so I can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I want you to be a part of the conversation. So, Steve, I would only use it. I would only use my college ID well after I was out of college. I graduated college in 2010, and I would use it way too long. And as everybody, and we've talked about plenty on this podcast, with my hairline is essentially non-existent. I would still walk up with no sense of shame or irony, flash that college ID to the ticket broker at the movie theater, say, I'll have two of your college-priced tickets for this movie on a Saturday night, please. And to their credit, they never once gave me any type of grief. It was truly impressive that in my late 20s, with no hair, uh-huh, I was at a movie theater, Steve, buying college tickets to save a few bucks.
Yeah.
Until finally one day, and I don't know what caused it, a wave of shame came over me when I realized I was doing this to save, you know,
two and a half bucks
per time my wife and I were going. And it was so not worth it. So not worth it. Because you have to look this person in the eye. A lot of times it's an elderly person just working because they want to work. A lot of times it's some younger person who's probably actually in college.
Mm-hmm.
And try to hide that ID when you flash it to them that has a silver stamp on the top saying fall 2005.
Oh, see, that's how I got away with mine doesn't say any dates on it at all.
Okay.
So this picture,
mm-hmm,
on my ID was taken in April of 1999.
Okay. So bring me back to spring 99, Steve.
Yeah.
For my own timeline's sake,
so this
Steve,
is,
when
this...
was the summer you came back to school with a buzzed head and a new attitude?
Oh, that was...
JNCO jeans, probably.
I didn't have JNCOs. No, I had a
Hollister shirt that was
that,
three
that
sizes
time
too
frame
big.
Was the beginning of 1998.
Okay, so
this is we're only a year and a half removed from I'm reinventing myself, Steve.
So I haven't seen this picture, and you described yourself as Surfer Steve.
Steve.
So you buzzed your head, came in with the new attitude, and then immediately decided, yeah, nope, gotta grow the hair back out and become hippie.
So this picture. I remember I went to, because I got accepted to Monmouth. I knew about that in like fall of my senior year of high school.
Okay.
And then, so come spring, I had to go to the campus to do a couple of like, it was like a math placement exam that everybody had to take,
okay,
before their senior year. So I show up on campus on a Saturday morning. Now, again, yeah, I'm still in high school at this point. I'm 2 months away from graduating high school, but I have to go to my college to take an entrance exam. It was one of those, like, I remember it so vividly as being like
oh no, what's happening? This is like,
it's then that's where it hits you for the first time.
Yeah.
Like, visiting is one thing, but doing this stuff to prepare, that's a whole nother thing.
So my dad drove me there, and I remember we pulled up to whatever building I had to take my test in.
Yep.
And he's like, all right, I'm going to go. There was like a McDonald's down the street. He's like, I'm just going to go sit there for, you know, an hour, 2 hours, however long it takes.
Probably went and asked for a pretzel bun. They laughed him out of the building.
Oh, jeez.
Dirtbags.
Yeah. So he drops me off. And I remember getting out of the car and thinking, like, I don't know anyone here. I have no friends. This is weird. It's just me.
Yeah.
But I also remember thinking, like, oh, that's cool. Nobody knows me. So I'm not the loser that I've been my whole life. Now I'm Cool Surfer Steve. So they for whatever reason, I took like a math placement test, and then they had us get our pictures taken for our student IDs. So this was taken that day. It was like April of 1999. This remained my student ID all 4 years I was in college.
Yeah.
I never got a new one. I had lost it a few times, but I would just go to the office
reprint it.
And they would just be like, all right, what's your ID number? 0393860. Print out another one. So this is Surfer Steve.
Circa April 1999.
Spring 99, a mere, 22 years ago. 22 years ago. You ready?
Steven is in his legit teens.
I know what shirt I'm wearing in this picture, too. I know that
you
I'm...
still have it?
No, but okay. I know... Well, I have a new version of it. It's my Hoffman Bikes t-shirt. And I know it just from the color of it.
I can see you walking through, getting ready for all this, and you're like... You're a little nervous. You're like, you watch the X Games this weekend? Hoffman.
Like, I may as well have been wearing my high school t-shirt.
Yeah, you might as well have shown up wearing your varsity jacket with band
I was going to say varsity jacket, but look, we all know I didn't have a varsity jacket, even in band.
There was something, and listen, I was the opposite of a bully. Anybody who's seen a picture of me knows, hey, I was never the bully.
Right.
I wasn't I'm not sitting here telling you I was a victim of bullying. But there's one thing that I will consistently laugh at to this day, and it's the idea that people in band would get and wear varsity jackets that say marching band on the back with no sense of irony or shame.
All right, so here it is, issued to me by Monmouth University.
Yeah.
April, I think I got the ID when I showed up on campus in August.
You're all excited, right?
It was like, remember how you used to get your school pictures taken at the beginning of the year, and for some reason they wouldn't give them to you until April.
That was back in the day that, you know, they had one man in a dark room blowing air through a straw to make sure the pictures developed.
So here it is, my student ID.
Oh, wow. That's a middle part.
Oh, that's most definitely a middle
part. That's a middle part if I've ever seen it.
Yeah. But is Surfer Steve an adequate?
Yeah, it almost looks on your right side. You tried to give a little tuck of the hair behind
there's
the
definitely,
ear.
Yeah, definitely the ear tuck.
Listen, you didn't want to cover the ear.
No,
you know, it's an identifying feature.
Sure.
You want all the babes to be able to see your lobes.
You see this?
Hey.
I got the tuck.
You a lobe girl? Because you can see it in these pictures. Wow. Well, we're going to need to post a photo of that so everybody can enjoy it. And I'm sure that's been mentioned on the Side Geek, sure it's been seen before.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I think I may have posted this picture years ago on Facebook or Instagram or something.
What would it take for at the Cure for the Cure coming up on July 11?
Yeah.
For you to get that replica cut? I'm talking, we have someone who comes to your house and while we're recording gives you a quick snip I want two combs in the middle and just going separate sides. And then you, at the end, obviously, with your left hand, you tuck it behind the lobe.
I mean, honestly, this is not far from how my hair looks right now.
Right, you got a little more wave to it now.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking...
A lot more gray,
I'm obviously. Thinking maybe we have someone bring a... bring a box of color, and we bring it back to 1998.
Bring it back to a little more blonde back then.
Yeah, and then you tuck it, and then you give a toothy smile, and we try to do a replica of your college ID picture.
Oh my god! Or have we can have a cutout You know how you see, like, we'll have a big cardboard cutout that has all of this. And then people can, so if we ever do a live show, people can get their picture taken.
That's the photo op at our upcoming road shows that we're never going to do, is you step into the Steve student ID from spring
1999. Oh my God.
Fresh faced.
I laugh at that every time. We have one of those little holder things on the side of our refrigerator where we put, like, you know, coupons and gift cards and stuff like that. And this has been sitting in there.
Well, it's perfect size and shape that I feel like if we submit that to, you know, there's a lot of art-based websites. We could make that into some fridge magnets.
Oh, that would be nice.
We could really decorate your home with April 1999 Steve.
I'm sure every time my wife sees it, she's just like, oh, that's nice.
But
like, come on, like, I'm perfectly secure in knowing that I was better looking here than I am now.
Well,
I don't think I've gotten better with time.
I'm going to phrase this.
So I look back on this and I'm
you
nailed it.
Keep it so you can always remember the good times.
Right.
So to put it a bit more bluntly, Annette sees that and she's probably like, why do you have that? But you could look at it and say, hey, I won. I got the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because April 1999... Annette's guffawing at that and going to find, you know, somebody else to hang out with.
She doesn't know how good she has it.
No. And so what she now realized that she got the downgraded version.
Yeah, she got the version 3.0 maybe.
So it's kind of like if you won the game and you're just running around taunting, you know, because she's looking at that and you're going, yeah, that's right. You could have had it if you were in New Jersey and went to Monmouth and around the same time and we ran into each other.
Right.
Whatever.
Because in this picture, Annette would have been a freshman in high school. So
I might have had a chance then.
I bet my senior year I could have picked up a freshman.
Boy, you'd hope so, right?
I mean,
talk about the epitome of shame as senior Steve hitting the cafeterias going, hey, I got a license. You don't want to go
I got a Hoffman Bikes shirt.
Want to go get a Big Mac, sesame seed bun, special sauce.
Yeah, I'll definitely post this, though.
That's fantastic, Steve. Oh, that is...
I look at that ID, and I... Like everybody does when they look at old pictures.
Yeah.
You just think, like, God, I wish I could talk to you. I wish I could tell you what's important and what is not important.
I wish I could tell you things to do differently, things to not care about.
Yeah.
Things that you're going to lose sleep over that you're not going to need
Don't matter. Yeah. They don't matter in the least.
That was a funny... There was a bit on your side gig about that when I was an intern.
Oh, like...
wrote letters to yourself.
Letters to your 17-year-old
self. I don't know if
that
has somehow been purged over the years, but interns
I'm sure it's
did
still
that
in there.
And show members did that.
No,
that was funny.
I feel like I've listened to yours recently.
Okay. Like, I remember doing it. I remember really enjoying because, I mean, I'm not sitting here bestowing upon myself some honor. I liked writing.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I taught...
Yeah, I mean, you were going to be a newspaper man.
Yeah, you can hear more about that this week. We'll post on our social media, by the way, just a quick interjection. Steve and I's first guest spot on a different podcast.
Oh, is that this week?
Supposed to be coming out this week per our friend Jesse Douglas.
I had a great time on that.
The podcast is called 1v1.
But in this case, we renamed it... Did we rename it 2v2 or 1v1v1v1?
Well,
because there were four of us.
And here's the thing. They were very nice. They were very nice to us, but... At least I can speak for me because I do it here on this podcast and I know I do it and I hate that I do it. We definitely overtook the podcast.
Oh yeah, we 100%.
Definitely overtook it.
From the first moment.
Yeah, it really was.
From the first moment that Ed gave us the nicest intro that we've ever received because it's the only intro we've ever received.
Yeah, and maybe we'll take that and throw like an echo on it and some crowd noise.
Oh yeah.
To make it seem like, you know, one of the Buffer brothers is announcing our entrance to the boxing ring because it was that level of hype coming.
It was amazing.
But yeah, we delved deep into both of our histories, into radio and broadcasting and in this podcast quite a bit. That's coming out this week. We'll post on our social media everywhere at Steve and Kyle when that comes out and where you can find it.
Yeah.
Should be on all your podcasting apps. but we've mentioned it in the past too. Listen, the doors are open. So if you host a podcast or if you listen to a podcast that, you know, you think would be a good fit on, while I appreciate the enthusiasm, somebody on Instagram mentioned the Alan Alda podcast, probably just a touch out of our reach, just a touch.
Yeah.
Maybe not Alan Alda, but did Alan Alda have a stunt double from MASH who now hosts a podcast? Because maybe that's what we can shoot for.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think the Alan Alda podcast, I forget what it's called, is probably out of our reach. But again, if you do that, or if you know of any, or you host one yourself, please let us know. We'd like to, but we have one coming up.
Next weekend, right?
Yep, we're going to record one next week. I don't know when that'll be released. And we have one currently scheduled for early May as well.
So. Yeah, I reached out to Brian from the Commercial Break podcast.
Yeah.
Brian and Chrissy. Now, Brian and I had emailed back and forth. I think we talked about this last week. We emailed back and forth in October. He was the one that found us on some podcast chart. I think we were like right above them or right below them on the podcast chart. He started listening to us, and he just reached out, and he said, hey, let's I like your podcast. Let's be on each other's. And I was like, cool. But that was right before your surgery, right before your boo-boo.
Yeah.
So I had replied to him saying, hey, probably not going to be able to do this for a little bit because Kyle's having some medical issues. He's got to get a surgery. And then it was nothing. Didn't hear anything back. I was like, okay, well, no big deal. It's probably just buried in his email or something. So 2 weeks ago, I followed up and said, hey, man, we're back to 100%. We're doing this again. Do you want to? You want to set something up?
Mm-hmm.
Crickets for 2 weeks. And then on Friday morning, that email, it's been sitting in my inbox since October, annoying me because I keep my email inbox completely clear. So if there's something in there, it means actionable item.
It's there for
a
reason.
It's a checklist. I need to do something about it. So staring at this effing email for the last 3 months has been, or 5 months has been driving me nuts. So I finally just replied again. I said, so no, with like five question marks.
Well, and I just checked on the most recent chart, Steve, and listen, this is a punch up for us.
Where are we at?
They're 109th in the United States comedy.
Where are we?
Reach. I texted you last week.
I forget where it was.
But listen, this
what was it?
I will tell you where we're at.
What, probably but what 110, I want to tell right? you is nipping at their heels, 110?
Is that this is the big ones you hear about. Kevin Hart has a podcast. The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. Office Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Paul. Like, there's the celebrities podcasts are always going to be in the top. So, yeah, the Commercial Break is most recent is at 109th. And popping up, I'm sure it's just a. Can you hear that sound?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means we're not there.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that we're just in a
271.
Oh, 271. Weren't we at like 180 something?
No, when I texted you this week, it was 270.
No, I mean originally.
Ah, who needs to talk about memories?
So
nobody likes them.
So Brian got back to me on Friday. He said, you know, I never received the email about Kyle back in October. I thought you went radio silent. You ghosted me like so many women before you. First, glad to hear Kyle is okay and back in action. Second, we would be open to cross-promoter interview or appearance swap, blah, blah, blah. We have shows lined up through April.
What?
Would you like to look out into May? Boy, it seems like someone's head's getting a little bit big now that they're about to crest the top 100.
Yeah, well, let me give you a real refresher, Brian. Okay, 109 is down 19 spots. Okay? You know what we call that? The other end of the bell curve, idiot. All right?
I don't know why you're mad at him.
Big time me and tell me May.
So, yeah, we'll be on with them sometime in May.
Yeah, unless we reschedule.
Maybe.
Maybe we're busy.
Maybe we never got their email.
Yeah. Oh, no. What's that, Brian? I must have gotten sent to spam. Hope your heart's okay.
Not sure. Again.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, I'm offended. Okay, and I also, while I have this open, I want to give a big thanks to all of our Canadian friends. We are in the top 6,600 in all of Canada.
Oh, look at that. Hey. Hey.
But in all seriousness, I texted you. I was pretty happy. I never checked this. We integrated it into our RSS feed. There's still some issues. It doesn't track our Spotify numbers for whatever reason. Right. I can't do that. But hey, we're in the top 2,000 overall podcasts in all of the United States, Steve.
Considering there are about 10 million podcasts, yeah. I'm all right with that.
I've heard there's 2,000. So the fact that we're in the top 2,000, kudos to us.
Yeah. Kyle, I would like to transition here by saying, in the words of me, the last decade or so, happy birthday, you piece of shit.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That is the yearly tradition. I'm waiting for the year you forget.
Oh, no, that will not happen. I think it was a little late in the day this year, but...
Yeah, it was still morning.
Was it?
Okay. Boy, again, some of us were hoping you forgot.
Why?
You didn't?
Who was hoping that I forgot?
Someone, probably. Yeah,
so you... So, between me and you...
Sure.
Someone. Was hoping that I would have forgotten.
Someone. I mean, it could have been someone on staff.
But again, between me and you.
Someone. Yeah, who knows? You really set off in motion, Steve, a lot of truly, truly kind and heartfelt comments. I hope you have an acceptable birthday.
Well, what did I post? I think I took a screenshot of...
Yeah. Yeah.
Of our text conversation, your reply was just, yes.
Yeah, and you did post, join me in wishing Kyle a mediocre birthday.
I said, a tradition like no other, please join me in wishing Kyle a mediocre birthday. Yes.
And in fairness, they did. So I was wished an adequate day.
I see that Tim Fuller wished you a happy birthday from the Glessner Bridge, which is a beautiful, beautiful covered bridge.
Surprised he didn't fall if he sneezed too hard.
He does have that's a covered bridge calendar that he took a picture of.
I received, I'm trying to pull it up on my, somebody was kind enough to reach out on my personal Instagram, which I have one photo from 4 years ago there.
Come on, you got to embrace the gram.
I hate the gram. Hope you kinda have a good birthday. That was from Mark. Heartfelt all around. All around. There were some genuine happy birthdays.
Mike Mokris, Kyle, hope you had a day.
Philip drew I don't know if you saw this on Twitter.
I did.
A truly horrifying drawing that I love. I think this thing is beautiful. And I love the horror artwork that Philip puts out. Now you can find that. Phil Apart, PhilApart. He has a side account there as well that is linked there. Of happy birthday, Kyle. I hired you a clown and literally nightmare fuel with a clown with the Pennywise type of makeup and then the Joker style green hair.
Yeah.
And a big, terrifying, terrifying grin.
Yeah.
Our thanks looks to great. Philip for all that beautiful artwork. Tim Folia, who the heck is that? Kyle, that's very, very nice. Matt, happy birthday, Kyle. I hope you step on a Lego.
Derek Klein on Facebook went with the traditional, it is your birthday from the episode of The Office.
That is, it's very kind to everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you to all the listeners who truly made me feel special.
Do you want to play, I'd sent you a news story a couple of days ago.
Oh, yes.
And I said, this is kind of, this is like my world just all coming together.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like all of my favorite things in life.
Yeah, this was beautiful. And if you're not following us on social media at Steve and Kyle, you're missing out on the occasional time we'll post these links or I'll screenshot a news story about, you know, a bridge collapsing with a ha ha emoji. Or
very, very rude. Very rude.
I almost posted Steve, and I'm not gonna get into the details because some of our conversations aren't meant for social media.
No.
But many boy aren't. Oh boy, was I close to posting that link about the horse this week that I had sent you.
Oh yeah. I thought you were gonna say about the conversation we had yesterday.
Nope.
That one Uh-uh.
That is not safe for air. Not safe for social media.
Yeah.
I'll say this.
Not safe for...
If we're not comfortable wearing those beautiful shirts that Nikki made us right. about the number one librarian for Lee Harvey Oswald,
right.
what we talked about yesterday is not making... That'll make the Patreon that we never make.
No. That is fuel for cancel culture right there. So this story... I don't know if somebody sent this to me, if I came
across it. Yeah, because you sent it to me cold, like you had seen it. So maybe on your personal social media, somebody reached out and said, this is Steve.
This is amazing, though.
You can call it a fish out of water. One California man says he gets plenty of confused looks when he drives his custom scooter around town because it looks like it belongs in the ocean. Marie Edinger has the story.
Can you please describe what you're seeing?
No, you posted. In fairness, I didn't watch. I saw the thumbnail.
You didn't even watch it?
I didn't even watch. This is my first enjoyment of this. I saw the title, and I saw the thumbnail.
And the title is?
The title is The Scootski. Now, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, you know Scooter Season encapsulated Steve for a couple of years.
Yeah, about two years, maybe 3 years.
And we've also, I can't get enough of the stories of Steve's hijinks with his storage lockered jet ski that he bought in the early
2000s. Yeah, it was 2005 probably.
In one of the worst purchases.
No, it was 2007 because it was an 07 Yamaha VX110 Sport.
Would you, and very quickly, would you categorize that in your top five worst purchases ever?
I still don't categorize it as a worst purchase.
Really?
Because, worst.
You lose money.
Yeah, worst purchase I consider like, I paid 10 grand for it and I sold it for two.
Sure.
Probably my most ill-advised purchase, but I still look back on it fondly. I didn't lose money on it. So right. I'm like, I kind of have a good feeling about it.
So there's a chance that, who knows, 15. Okay. Everybody knows where that's going. Stay tuned. All right. So this is a man... Bigger girth, not gigantic.
No.
Who brought his dirt bike helmet, it looks like, and is riding down an expressway, it looks like, or I think in this, like a turnpike.
No, I think in this picture, he's just in a, like in a parking garage.
Oh, okay, so this is the top of a ramp.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's driving a neon green and white, or I'm sorry, is that a turquoise or
it's
a teal?
It's a very 90s looking jet ski.
I would be stunned if this thing was newer than 1998.
No. Just that style alone, I bet it's a 95, 96.
And he's driving it through this parking lot.
On land,
on wheels.
Yeah.
Nick Stemple says his buddy made something similar to Scootski first.
He built his, and I was just like, that's freaking sweet.
Okay.
And I had to have one.
Okay, so this guy, this guy's the guy who would have a Scootski. He's, again, a bigger fella. He's the type of bigger fella, though, where he's got the shirt. He buys the shirt big enough for him. But you can see he's always going to get that wind flow.
Yeah.
Because the way his belly goes is the shirt never touches pants.
Right, yeah. There's an overhang.
Yeah. And then he's got... I forget how would you describe those sunglasses? The wraparound. Like the reflector type with the bright orange and yellows on them.
Yeah, they're like the original Oakleys.
Yeah, and then, of course, cargo shorts.
Sure. I mean, right back. Where is it? There we go.
And I had to have one.
And now that Stemple has his own Scootski, he says he's never going back.
I love this thing. I've gotten rid of my other motorcycles, and I will...
He means
this
dirt
every
bikes.
Single day.
So what is it? Stemple says he got a Honda Elite scooter off Craigslist. His friend had the jet ski, and after about 2 months of work, he had Scootski.
Now, in this video, he is cooking down the road.
He's not in the neighborhood.
No.
Waving to kids and throwing candy like a parade. He's going down what appears to be a rural 55-mile-an-hour road.
And he is cruising along.
First question I always get is... Does that thing float on water? And I always say, no, there's a huge hole at the bottom of it.
Scootski goes up to about 70 miles an hour and gets around 30 or 40 miles to the gallon. And Stemple says he rides the thing anywhere and everywhere, even the highway.
It's just like putting a body kit on your car.
The California Department of Motor Vehicles says you can't take any vehicle with less than a 150cc motor size onto the highway. But the Honda Elite engine that powers Scootski is 250cc's. So Stemple is good to go.
Doing wheelies.
He does a wheelie.
He's like... He's a step away from having, like, what I guarantee you had as a kid, Steve. You had a piece of, like, chipboard.
Yeah.
And then a couple of pieces of lumber.
Bricks. Yeah.
And you would make a ramp.
Mm-hmm.
He's a step away from that in this parking lot with Scootski.
Now, what I don't understand is when he stops, how does he not tip over? Because I don't think that his legs would be long enough.
To touch the ground.
Like, when you're riding a scooter, you stop, or a motorcycle, you put your feet down on the ground to keep you, but... I mean, a jet ski is considerably wider and taller.
You can't reach the ground. Yeah. Is there three? Is that a tricycle?
So.
Okay.
I don't think so.
One thing I love about it is honestly just how people are with you. You get like people, you know, probably just having like the worst day ever. And then they just see a jet ski going down the road and they just have the biggest smile ever.
Absolutely. Now it is legally.
That woman right there.
Absolutely.
Is trying to figure out how to be less sexually attracted to him.
Let's hear her again.
It's legal in California for bikers to drive between lanes in traffic.
Lane
it's
splitting.
Called lane splitting, if you notice that in the story. Stemple has a vlog on YouTube where he talks about his adventures with the Scootski.
Okay. Well, here's my first thought.
Yes. I want one. I'm going to build one. Second Chance Jeeps is no more.
But you
it is now Scootski Enterprises.
But you need to make it so that you can cover that hole in the bottom and use it in water.
Okay, so you
want
it
to
still
be able to fly off the dock.
So you want
as you waved all those idiots backing up their boat trailers, you just wave as you fly off the dock.
Well, like you were saying, I'll build the little ramp on the end of a dock, and then I'll pull up to the dock and be like, oh man, how long's the wait? Zero. Just ramp off the end of the dock.
So a couple of items that I need to address regarding the Scootski.
Okay.
One, I'm comfortable saying that man has never left a date with a woman.
Safe assumption.
I don't know where she'd sit. Second, we need to seek out this vlog. We need to talk to him. I have a million questions, and I'm sure you could bore him with mechanical questions while I go do something else. For minutes on end.
So to be clear, you want to interview him so you can leave.
Well, no, I'm going to ask him. I'm going to ask him the insulting questions, like, "Hey, how many women have you turned off with that thing?" Or, "Or hey, has your family disowned you?" And then you go, "Was that an outboard or have you? Is there rockers on that?" I only use that because I know you've been working on rockers on the Jeep.
Or we just call him with the one question of, "How do you not tip over?" And then he'll say, "Oh, it's got a automatic kickstand." And we'll say,
"Yeah,
cool. I'll see you."
Click.
I mean,
I think
look, we're
out.
Set up here. We have some new equipment where we're going to be able to make phone calls much easier than we used to.
We need to talk to Nick Stemple. I'm going to go find that YouTube, and I'm going to post on there, and I'm going to see if he'll talk to us. And maybe
absolutely. I think that would be that is the caliber of guests that we get here on the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Alan Alda's nearly deceased body double from MASH.
And
Nick Stemple, the Scootski innovator.
And the occasional person who listens to our podcast. Those are the only people we can get. But I watched that and I was so enamored with the Scootski.
That's a Steve thing.
Boy, that video, I bet we can book him. Well, of course we can book him easily.
We hope so.
I mean, that video is like 2 years old too. So Scootski.
So his 5 minutes of fame. Is long gone.
So far long gone.
Okay. So, I'll seek him out. If anybody who is better at internet sleuthing than me can find him, please send us his link so we can seek him out and get a hold of him, contact him any way we can.
Yeah. I'm sure that it won't be difficult to get in touch with him at all.
This is not true. There's a link to a news story. Wife defends husband who drives Sea-Doo.
Yes, the reason that
Deanna Stemple. What?
No, now I'm remembering where I came across this. There was a video It was a TikTok that went viral like last week because this woman, she had accidentally backed her car into a pole and then she wanted to record her husband's reaction.
Okay. So that was this.
So she called him up and said like, hey, can you come home? I got some bad news. Well, in the TikTok, you see him cruise up on Scootski.
Sure.
But that wasn't even part of the story. And then she just recorded his reaction looking at her car that was all smashed up. And then she did a follow-up. She's like, yeah, so a lot of people were asking about my husband's scooter.
Yeah.
And then she ended up linking an older, like a video from 2019, that video that we just watched when he was interviewed on the news.
Because I feel like if we reach out now, he would assume that we want to talk to him about that.
No, we just want to talk Scootski.
We just want Scootski only questions. Let me see if I can message him on Instagram. I don't know how to work this thing. I'm so terrible. I found his Instagram.
We'll figure that out once we're done. But I did mention we have some new tech here. We got this new thingy that plugs into the whatchamacallit.
Very exciting.
I mean, I am one day away from pulling the trigger on a big purchase for the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed.
Oh, hang on. Oh, hey, before I look, my eyes are closed.
Okay.
Is this like that time you sent me into an empty room? Because there's nothing in there.
Kinda. Do you notice any difference?
Hey, I see some wires.
Well,
you
see an electrical box.
Look
and
at that.
Up in the ceiling, all of our pot lights are mounted.
Listen, this room's done.
Moving in next week.
I say next week we're recording. Now, granted, there's going to be a little, there's going to be some echo.
A bit, yeah.
But hey, I say let's jump the gun. We'll move in stuff in there, record, move stuff out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Every time, you know, something needs to be done in there. Hey, that's a step in a direction, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have possibly new equipment on the way.
Still, well, we absolutely have new equipment. It's just not the equipment that we're originally thinking
this, of. This was kind of a, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
With our eyes on the prize further down the line of something that would be even better. Waiting on an email back, though.
Okay.
Hoping that I was able to sweet talk somebody into maybe a little coupon code or something.
Yeah. Now, if you listen to the side gig at all, you kind of know what Steve's referencing. But
this was all completely like not planned at all.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
I simply had a great customer service experience with the company Sweetwater.
Sure.
Which a lot of, if you're into audio recording or music or anything like that, they've been around forever. They supply musicians and people that work with audio with microphones and mixers and condenser mics and mic stands and things like that.
Sure.
And so I ordered this little piece of equipment from them last week. And the guy called the next day just to be like, hey, thanks for ordering. And then we ended up having a like 5-minute conversation. He was like, oh, so what do you do? And I told him that we were recording a podcast, so we were looking for an easier way to get phone calls on. And he was super helpful. Sent me a bunch of a bunch of links of like, hey, maybe try this, check this out. But there was no, like, it wasn't a pressure sales tactic or anything. He was just like, let me know if I can help. And talked about that on the radio show. Well, he ended up getting input. Like, people reached out to him.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, I heard you talked about on the radio show.
Power of our podcast, you know?
The radio show.
Power of the Steve and Kyle podcast. A lot of reach. Mm. Thank you to everybody for making this happen. When's the free stuff get here?
Didn't hear it on the podcast. Podcast wasn't even out yet.
Man, we certainly do have some reach.
Mm, yeah. Well, I'm hoping that I can convince them. I said, so I dropped in the old, hey, do you guys do sponsorships?
Hmm? I'm sure it was super casual like that, too. And I'm sure he interpreted it that way as well. He didn't roll his eyes right. And immediately block your email.
Well, he hasn't replied yet, and that was on Friday that I sent the email. I'm assuming Zach is a Monday through Friday guy.
Boy, we've got a real, problem with like alienating. It seems like, you know, Brian and Chrissy ghost us for months.
Yeah,
you know, you ask one guy for a sponsorship, and then what happens? Email's blocked.
TBD, I guess. We'll find out. But I'm expecting to hear from him tomorrow.
We do have a little upgraded equipment to make our phone calls a little smoother.
Honestly, that's part of the reason that we haven't done more of that is because
that's difficult.
It's always kind of a crapshoot on whether it's going to work or not, and I don't know. I want things to just kind of work. So with this new equipment, hopefully that'll make things much easier.
And that's what we're thinking in terms of if we upgrade this equipment. It would be a big, it'd be the biggest direct one-time purchase this podcast has made.
Yeah.
And it would be pretty substantial for our side.
Yeah. What do we got in the slush fund?
You mean from the years of sales from the merch shop, which, by the way, we were talking about that a little bit beforehand. I like to call this, apparently, this is our upgrade season.
It is, man.
Steve's doing a little bit of work in the APS. We're looking at upgrading
equipment. Fires have been lit.
And so upgrade season here. We are, we're thinking about retooling the merch shop a bit in terms of cutting a lot of that merch out on a temporary basis. So we'll bring, you know, seasonal shirts back when it's that season, get rid of the stuff that we never sold one of just to kind of tidy it up a little bit. So stay tuned. That might happen in kind of a going away sale. A lot of the stuff that we might get rid of, maybe we just discount to where we make our margins on there are already incredibly small. We would make it zero and just kind of have a blowout here, buy this stuff before it goes away. Steve?
Yes.
The slush fund right now waiting for you. $106.
Ooh.
38 cents.
It's a lot more than I thought. So are you willing to 100% use that money?
Oh, that take it.
Let's do it.
Take it.
If I don't hear good news tomorrow, I'm ordering it tomorrow.
Wow. So stay tuned for no noticeable upgrade on your end coming maybe next week.
Yeah, honestly, the only reason I want to get it is because, like, I like the different colors and, like, and the lights are a little more blinky.
So you're a bird with tinfoil.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But if the lights blink, I'm kind of in.
Oh, they blink so much.
Boy.
It's gonna take away your one tech responsibility a week of hitting record and then stop.
Yeah, I don't like doing that. And listen, since
you always complain about it.
Since we got bumped from Cricket Corner, I now have to like slide the chair like Chris Collinsworth on Sunday Night Football to do it. We talk about the blinking lights and how kind of dumb that, you know, that is a joke, but one of the things I'm most excited for with APS 4.0 coming 2020 never is hooking up that on-air light.
Oh, yeah.
That I won't even see because it would be facing a direction we're not. It'd be outside the room.
I'm going to put it in the room.
I think we put it in the room.
Yeah, we have to put it in the room.
I think we put it in the room so we could see it. That's kind of our thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Until it's like one day we're recording, hey, it's too bright. We need to disconnect it and we never use it again.
But I actually sent some texts yesterday to the two electricians that we know.
Cy Nolan Ryan Young.
And
Bruce Springsteen Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Very into Bruce Springsteen with us. If there is a Springsteen chat, this new technology would allow a much more seamless Springsteen chat. And the only assumption I can make, Steve, because this was never brought up on the podcast and we don't have time today, sadly. A couple of weeks ago, me and Brother Mike got deep into Springsteen chat.
Oh, yeah, and I completely ignored
it. And you ghosted us like you were a female and I was me back in my 20s.
I don't know what was going on, but for those 4 days that it was taking place. but I ignored it the entire time.
It got to the point where Brother Mike and I literally ranked 19 studio albums of Bruce Springsteen to the deafening silence of Steve's phone. I feel like I could hear him look and then put his phone down next to him while he ignored us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw them
miles
all.
Miles away.
I definitely saw all the texts. I didn't. No desire.
Because, I more than ever, I want Springsteen chat to happen.
Now, have we decided how we'll do that? Because it's all copyrighted material?
Yeah, I don't know how much music we'll be able to play, but maybe with this newfound reach, new logo and stuff, we look a little more legitimate. Maybe we just reach out to Bruce. Say, hey, you mind if we play some of your tunes on our cast?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be riding high now that he got out of that DWI in New Jersey.
Yeah. Listen, you're in New Jersey and you see Bruce Springsteen. you follow him home.
Like, anybody that is surprised that Bruce Springsteen got out of a DUI in New Jersey, you're insane. Like, what did you expect?
Yeah.
It does seem... Boy, all the details of that just seem weird,
though. It's very weird. It's very weird. But I want this to happen more than ever. If we upgrade some of this equipment, that would be very... But I still... We need it to happen in person.
Just imagine...
Doing that over the phone is not going to work. We need me, you, we need Brother Mike, and we need Chris.
Imagine four of us in studio.
Oh.
Just for hours.
It would be like a Bruce Springsteen concert.
Yeah.
It would have to be that length.
Because we'd have to play the whole song.
We'd have to play songs. We'd have to break down albums. We'd have to break down, you know... The alternative stuff Bruce has done. This is a podcast meant for six people.
Yeah.
But hey, we get into that Bruce Springsteen internet niche.
Oh, yeah.
And the next thing you know, we're big time. But then we have to do that every week.
I didn't even want to do it over text once.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't participate the one time. All you had to do there was type. Didn't even have to.
No.
You didn't have to talk. Just ignored it. I don't know if you have it ready, Steve. But I would like to recap the polls.
Yeah, I don't because it's not a full produced thing yet.
Okay, so you want to ignore it?
Well, you know something? Go ahead, talk for a minute or so.
You can always find our polls at Steve and Kyle on Twitter, Facebook, coming soon. I'm sure, no doubt, Mark Zuckerberg punching out a message to us as we speak.
Yeah.
But one thing I wanted to mention, I saw a few more reviews flow in, Steve.
Really?
And with this new equipment that we have already, and like you talked about, making the ease of phone calls or make phone calls easier for us, I wanted to mention, if you leave us a review or if you have left us a review, preferably 5 stars, but if it's 1 star, I'd almost want to talk to you more if you've left us a 1-star review. Please screenshot that and send it to us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you can do to get us that review so I can get you on the list to talk to you for 2 minutes of awkward conversation. Wherever you listen to the podcast, Spotify, there's a million pod-catching type of apps out there that you can listen to us on. We should be on every single one. Most all of them have the avenue for you to leave a review for that podcast. If you do that, I'd love to get you on the list for 2 minutes of awkward conversation so we can chat with you about your history with the show and kind of how you... Listen, you all know how these segments go. One, it's not 2 minutes. It will be awkward, but it's always very fun.
Yeah.
Steve, you and I have talked about it. It always ends up being my favorite part of that episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love talking to people. And the fact that we're not just another random interview podcast at this point is a real upset. but please leave us a review, Apple Podcasts, wherever. We got a few more this past week. Keep them coming in. So listen, Zane Thornsberry, send us a DM.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Bad Religion X, Bad X Religion X. Send us a message with that, so I can get you on the list. So I know your name. I need your name. I need your phone number right. So I can get you on the list. We'll let you know when we're going to call you.
Time to see how wrong everyone else is. It's poll recap time. Find the polls at Steve and Kyle on Twitter.
Thank you, Melissa.
Oh my God, that is. Such a jarring change.
Yeah, that's going. There's going to be some zippy zappies.
Yeah, we'll
of course.
We'll zing it up.
Yeah.
The one thing that we didn't request from our friend Melissa across the pond.
Maybe
is,
she'll. I mean, now that we're buds,
yeah,
I think she'll throw in a. Throw
well,
in an
I don't
line.
Want a new Fast Five intro.
No, me either.
Ours is flawless.
Uh-huh.
So last week, getting back to last week on the poll, Steve.
Fast Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Perfect.
Boy, we haven't heard that in a long time.
No, we need to bring... Should we bring that back?
Yeah, maybe.
Not regularly, no.
Not the individual episodes, right?
No. Okay. You want to do a Fast Five next week? Giving you a week!
Yeah, I mean, I got these wires here.
We had people legitimately upset when we stopped doing that.
When did we stop doing that?
It was probably 6 months ago. Easily.
Because we transitioned... Early last year into doing Fast Five specific episodes.
Yep, so we released, yeah.
And that only lasted...
No, it lasted a decent amount of time.
When 6 months,
I look back,
maybe?
Yeah, and I like the Fast Five. I just didn't like... It consumed too much of what we wanted to do on a weekly basis. Yeah. But I think... Should we bring that back? Maybe the last episode every month?
Sure.
Let's do that.
Good, that's not next week. Remind me in 3 weeks.
Morning of?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I want to make sure that I don't give you too much time.
So the five things on my list are going to be like orange juice, Annette's coffee.
Evelyn. Comanche. So that'll be March 30. We'll bring back the Fast Five. We'll do that. We'll start doing that monthly to kind of get people. Because we have new listeners coming in. We have people shuffling out. Probably more shuffling out than coming in.
Yeah, I see the numbers.
But I want, you know, important to keep part of what we started doing here on the podcast.
All right, so let's recap some polls from last week.
Has anyone ever getting off a train been on time?
No.
64% of the audience said no. That's, I think that's portrayed in movies as well. I mean, you don't always see someone just dawdling.
No.
Like they're getting off the subway. Oh, man, look at Grand Central Station. That is beautiful. It's Philip had a beautiful idea, Steve, for our first live show to be on a train platform. Yeah. I believe it was in Albany.
It was in Albany, yeah. And then he also created, was it Philip who created the What happens in Albany stays in Albany.
All of those designs.
The Albany skyline in the background.
But I so much would have preferred the Albany skyline being no even remote high rises and just flat buildings and houses.
Yeah. The occasional like four-story building.
Yeah. But you know that if Philip, as soon as Philip gets us that design, it'll be on the merch shop. Is the best live show stage for us is train station platform. 82% of the audience, Steve, said yes.
Yes. Okay.
Do you think Steve Harvey is a hockey fan?
What?
Because you were working for the NHL and doing the
part-time
board hopping the Steve Harvey show on Saturdays.
Yeah. Oh, man. He used to have the best theme song, too.
What?
Yeah. I don't. It was hat on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
It was great.
Can we get that person to write us a new theme song?
I think we just swap out Steve Harvey with Steve and Kyle.
Okay, so the beats don't work at all.
Hat on, suit on, looking like two dapper dons.
But we need a video entrance for that. Who could it be?
But Kyle and Steve.
Yeah, okay, so this is coming up roses for me. I'm getting top billing. 74%.
Or you just change your name to Kylie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Steve and Kylie.
Well, you know, a couple options that we'll obviously have to
flush out.
74% of the audience, Steve, said no, Steve Harvey is not a hockey fan. Can you fashion a merkin for your face? Heard that in the introduction.
Or
as well.
are they just for the downstairs?
People a bit afraid to interact with this one. It appears no comments, one like. 77% of the audience said no.
Okay.
Does your hair and nails continue to grow after you die?
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
59% of the audience said yes. But on one of the social media channels, it must have been Twitter because that's the only place we can post these. Timmy said he had seen a fact or fiction. I don't know if that's a TV show or whatever, said no.
Mm.
He saw it on fact or fiction. Well, Timmy, 59% of the audience disagrees.
Yeah, disagree.
And lastly, Steve, are olives grown on bushes or trees?
Mm.
That was our riveting discussion on branches 1 week ago. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hard to see why those numbers are dwindling. 73% of the audience said trees.
Okay.
I did not know that.
So are there
olive farms where it's like apple trees as far as the eye can see, but they're olive trees?
So.
And are they like individuals? So it's like, you know, branches and then little olives dwindling? Or are they like olive pods that you have to break open a pod and you get an olive?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that. Not
well,
sure.
Well, we need to get an olive expert on then. That's the only outcome right there, right?
Yeah, of course.
By the way, I've reached out to Scootski himself.
Oh, good. Has he replied yet?
No, God. Well, I commented on a YouTube video. I had to follow him to be able to message him on Instagram.
Okay.
That's the next step. Hopefully we can have.
So you're now following one person on Instagram?
This is from the podcast account.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully we can have Nick, the founder and innovator of the Scootski on some point in the near future.
Oh, that would be great.
That was it. As always, our polls, though, at Stephen Kyle on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah. I was trying the other day to post them on Facebook, too, but
I don't know
still,
what to do. If somebody has an avenue for how we could fix that, it'd be great. I love being able to post them on two sites.
I think it's a common issue from what I could tell by Googling. So, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, @Steve and Kyle. Check out the new merch, which should be up in the merch shop with the brand new fresh logo posted. Yeah. We'll have that up there hopefully by the time you hear this.
Yeah, check it out if you're interested.
And we will talk to you next week. See you later.